Welcome to 98.1 KZE, Jerry Douglas. So excited to have you. I'm a personal fan, and we as a station are all fans. I know I'm speaking for the whole crew here. I'm grateful to have breath today to be able to say thank you to you for not saying, you know, I don't really feel like practicing. I'm just going to quit and watch some TV. And now we have all of the wonderful music that you make out there in the world. So thank you.
And thank you, and I hope there's a whole lot more to come.
Yes.
I'm working on a few things right now, but there's a lot coming. There's a lot new coming, and it just seems to be constant. It's nice.
That's
amazing. It's nice to be wanted.
Yes. Well, yeah, absolutely. Your quality is so amazing. I mean, of course, all the way back to Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack, and even new, even though it's only a couple of years old, All the Lilacs in Ohio has become synonymous with spring for me. Like, I was like, oh, I see the lilacs on the trees. We get to play that song again. So it's only a couple years old, right? But it's already like a classic. So
yeah, that was John Hyatt. Yes. He's amazing. What a writer.
Yes.
And I was lucky to work with him for a little while there, and we're good friends. Neighbors, actually.
Well, wonderful. Yeah, well, you'll be coming up to our neck of the woods pretty soon, right? In a few days now.
That's right.
As the artist in residence at Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival, which it sounds like means that you get to play with pretty much everybody, depending on how the timing works out and with the many stages.
Yeah, there are three stages that I know I'm on, and I don't know how many times. That's what the artist in residence is all about, just jumping up and jamming with somebody, and hopefully they know I'm coming. that's the plan.
Some of the super fun stuff is like when you're caught live like that, and there you are suddenly playing with, you know, somebody you really admire and respect. That must be so thrilling. So it's really great.
Well, most of the people on the festival that I know or have played with,
right,
or admire their work, and you know, some of these times when I show up, it'll be the first time I've ever played with them.
Wow.
And but a lot of them, Dale McCurry, Sam Bush, those types.
Mm-hmm.
I've either produced records with them, or you know, Sam's been a lifelong friend, you know, one of my best friends, and it's always fun to just get up and jam.
Mm-hmm.
For a couple of songs, and then get off the stage.
Right, exactly. You don't have to.
I leave before they tell me to.
Right. Keep them wanting more, you know.
Yeah. No, it's great to be able to be in that position, to be able to jump around and play with people that you admire, and you know, it's nice, especially the younger bands.
Mm-hmm.
I really like checking out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was once in that place myself.
Right.
And I wish somebody would have jumped up with me and with us,
mm-hmm,
whoever I was with, and went, oh, here's a different way of looking at things.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And so that's my job. That's my job. And Mary Daub and Mary Burdett, you know, they're all wonderful people. I mean, the whole festival's run by women. Whoa.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm ready for women to take over the world and just rule everything. We as men have, see what kind of condition we're in, that we need to step back for a minute.
Leave the stage before being asked.
I'm ready. Yes. I'm ready for anything new.
Yeah. Wow, that's amazing. I did not realize that aspect of this festival. That's really cool. I you know, hear about how amazing it is every year from everybody who goes, and I'm always working. So,
well,
you know,
you need to take some vacation time.
Yeah, I know. I'm about to, for sure. And yeah, wow. So I feel like it's a great success to be able to do that, to be able to mentor and bolster the folks who are coming up. Like they say, you know, you want your children to go on and be able to do the things that you wanted to do but couldn't. It's incredible. And I feel like that's a very positive sign in the world these days. My kids, my own children, take these incredible music lessons that when I was a kid, that wasn't something that was around, you know? And they're like playing piano at 9 that I can't even believe. And it's amazing. So that's a beautiful part of things.
Well, the internet also has helped us in that capacity.
Yeah.
You know, there are things available to us all now mm-hmm. that just weren't there. You know, mm-hmm. we were wondering, how can we possibly ever get to this? How can we learn how to do this? And I got an answer for you. YouTube.
Exactly. You want to learn how to play, you know, Wish You Were Here, just watch somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just plug in How Do I, and then what you want to know, and there
yes.
it is.
Yes.
But it still takes talent to pull that off, you know?
Oh, yeah. And devotion, you know?
Oh, boy. Yeah, boy. I tell you what. This is my 50th year in this business wow. as a professional musician.
Wow.
I know. I'm only 49. But, no. But I've worked hard, and I've watched others work hard, and I love what innovations everyone has made, you know, is what they've brought to the table and what sticks and what doesn't, and how, you know, music progresses that way. Everything progresses that way. So yeah, it's a wonderful place to be, and my life as a studio musician taught me to be a chameleon and to adapt mm-hmm. to just about any situation. So that was a good training ground for what I'm about to do up there at Grey Fox.
Yes. You know,
to just sit there and listen once and don't make a lot of noise. And then when it comes time, you know, be educated.
Amazing. Yeah. And this is your second year, right? So you've kind of know what you're jumping into.
I left there exhausted last year.
I bet. It sounds like so much fun, but so tiring.
I'm already looking forward to, I love what's going to happen, but I'm already looking forward to Monday
yes.
after the festival.
Yes, exactly. Putting your feet up.
Recuperation time.
Yes.
Then I fly straight to California.
Oh, really?
From there, so it doesn't end there. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a little bit of a break.
Nice.
Just a day.
How interesting. What a cool, amazing contribution you've made to all of our lives. Thank you for your music. And thanks.
Oh, thank you.
Aww. We have a ton of these wild moths. They're called spongy moths around here now. So before we get off, I'll ask you, do you know why didn't the butterfly go to the dance?
No. Why?
Because it was a moth ball.
No.
Oh.
That's kind of a dad joke.
Yeah, right. It is. It's a groaner. That's what we call it. My mom was the one who would do the groaners. We'd all go, oh, no.
But, yeah, I'm the one my kids just look at me and just roll their eyes and just go on.
Yeah.
I'm used to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for spending this time with us at 98.1 KZE. We're all huge fans and so delighted to have you on our airwaves, and wishing you a really great time up there at Grey Fox. And
well, thank you. I appreciate it so much. And thanks for giving me a call. And everybody, come on up to Grey Fox. It's a good time. I've done it so many times, and I've loved every one of them. And I always come away from there with something new mm-hmm. to think about and something to ponder. And it's just a wonderful group of people that show up there.
Mm-hmm.
The audience is amazing. The staff and, you know, and from the people that promote the festival are just top-notch, number one. So
mm-hmm.
It's going to be a good time, and you will not be disappointed.
Excellent. Wow. Beautifully said. Thank you so much, Jared Douglas. What an amazing treat to have you on 98.1 KZE. And I'm sure many of our listeners are looking real forward to coming up and seeing you. You're playing with your band on Friday night, right?
Playing with my band on Friday night, and then they leave, and I play by myself, and then I play with everybody else. And, ongoing education.
Yep, ongoing.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Forever.
A lot of the young bands sound very exciting. And I saw AJ Lee last year. She was wonderful with her band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Another California prodigy like Molly Tuttle. And,
right.
And so many others that have come from California, you know, playing this bluegrass music. And it's their own form of it, which is really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to see. Yeah.
Yeah. Wonderful. Oh, great. Well, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. Rest up. Get ready.
Oh, I'm going.
Do your stretches.
I'm doing some work on some stuff that I'll be doing there next weekend. So that's today. I've got one more day to get ready for it, and then I hit the road and go to Detroit, and then on over to Grand Rapids, and then straight on over to Grey Fox.
Yeah, really. It is pretty much straight from there. That's so exciting. Really live in the summertime.
Yeah, I'll practice up.
Yes.
The summertime. Oh, my, the heat.
Oh, no.
It's getting hotter and hotter every year.
Yes.
But that's what we got. That's what we have. Pretty soon, we'll be the dinosaurs.
Maybe. We'll see. Humans are so, like you said, the chameleon quality or the adaptability. We're, we're pretty.
Our brains are bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll go underground.
That's right. Yes. Exactly. Under the waterfalls, into the caves. Yeah.
Like the moth.
That's right. Exactly. Well, you take care, and thank you so much. What an honor to speak with you. I love your music, and
thanks
for sharing your good spirit with us. It's so nice that is completely the dominant characteristic that everybody uses to describe Grey Fox is the good energy. It just everybody who comes away from there says, I had so much fun. It was so nice, and that's what an amazing thing to be known for.
Yeah. It is. Not every festival is that way.
No, not at all.
Grey Fox is definitely that one that you leave there going, well, wasn't that a great time? And and the wind blows up there on the hill and cools everybody off, and it's so nice. And it's just a wonderful situation. Great campgrounds, great grounds for great stages, sound, everything, lights. Everything's top notch. Everything's number one, and they've worked on it a long time, and it's paying off.
Yeah.
It's all really wonderful.
Yeah, fantastic. All right. Well, you take care, and see
I'm
you
gonna
further
go
down
now.
The road. Okay, good. I'm
okay.
Gonna go listen to music, play some for our
KZ
folks. All right,
take
it
care.
Easy. You too. Bye bye.